It's If I Was a Betting Man this week. Aaron Rodgers, out. Gordon Hayward, ouch. Vegas goes deep into the black in NFL Week 6. We'll talk about NFL Week 7. We'll get into Vinny's Irrational Bet of the Week. Folks, if you want to email us, please do. Our email's really dropped off. Please email us at ifiwasabettingmanpod@gmail.com. And now for my co-host, Vincent Bet It Again, Buono, Vinny. With Aaron Rodgers out, who is in first place to win the NFL MVP? Who do you think?
First place. Well, first, that game was rough.
Who's to win? Who's going to win the MVP?
Who's going to win the MVP?
Yeah.
Case Keenum.
Boy, that line doesn't even exist.
It doesn't even exist, no. In all reality, MVP right
in
now.
In all reality.
Carson Wentz?
You are absolutely correct. Ding, ding, ding. That's a very good answer. Carson Wentz right now, $100 bet pays $175 on Wentz to win MVP.
Now, makes sense.
Who do you think is in second place?
Alex Smith?
Once again, Vinny.
Oh,
man.
Uh-oh. This is going to be a good week.
This is going to be a good week.
The Yankees are winning.
And for those listening, we are watching Game 5 of the American League Championship Series live. It's the bottom of the sixth. The Yankees are up 4-0, and Vinny bet it heavily. And I'm, as a Yankee fan, just having the time of my life.
It's going to be the first time ever, I think, that I bet a team 3 times in a row and they've actually won.
Yeah.
So
it's unbelievable. Bet It Again, Buono came through this week. In fourth place to win MVP, or third place, rather. Who do you think that is?
I'm going to go long shot. I know he's in the lead for Rookie of the Year, but I wonder now if he's moved up in MVP, Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson in fourth.
Ah.
$100 bet on Deshaun Watson pays $1,000.
Okay.
But in third place, now that Deshaun's out of the way, think of a more obvious choice.
A more obvious choice. Deshaun's out of the way.
The guy that's won it in the past.
Tom Brady.
Of course. Tom Brady, $100 bet, pays $400. And then still Vegas has Russell Wilson in the mix.
I don't get that.
To win MVP, which somebody's going to have to explain to me. Please, if you can explain that, email us, because I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Kirk Cousins... $1,600 on a $100 bet, then Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, and then you get into stuff that's not going to happen, Le'Veon Bell, et cetera, et cetera.
No. Where's Eli Manning on that list? After that? Not only have the Giants given me one of the worst seasons of all time, they've also decided every week just to fuck me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you bet against the Giants last week?
Who wouldn't have bet against the Giants last week?
Yeah, we both actually threw our one fan who emailed in. We threw him under the bus. He asked about two games, both New York teams, the Giants, how they were going to do against Denver, and he asked about the Jets in New England, and we said that...
We laughed at him.
Yeah, we laughed at him. We laughed
sort of
in
like
his face.
If his pants were down, we were laughing at him. And James, we apologize.
James, we were wrong.
James is really upset about that.
James, you were 100% correct. The Giants won somehow.
Somehow.
Against an incredible... They ran Darkwah against...
The number one rushing defense in the league.
In the league. Ran 117 yards?
Yeah, 137
yards. 137
yards?
It was ridiculous, whatever.
Denver looked lackadaisical. They looked like they didn't even want to be there.
Right.
I was watching that, stunned. The NFL week was crazy. The first time since 1973, two underdogs of more than 13.5 points lost. One on the road.
One.
Your Dolphins.
My Dolphins and, of course, the Giants.
And my Giants.
Which is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
There's no way. I don't even know. I watched the entire Dolphins-Falcons game. And I don't know how they – I still am not sure how they won. You know,
I know how.
They were down 17-0. I mean, that's – so let's talk about it. The Falcons look like the Falcons from the Super Bowl. They completely collapsed in the second half of that game.
Completely.
And Sanu is hurt, right? So they are
– Jones is still a little hurt.
And Jones is still –
maybe not at 100%.
And Matt Ryan does not look like himself.
No.
You know why? I have Matt Ryan in every fantasy football. Sorry, Matt. Same thing with Gordon Hayward. Really apologize.
Matt got the mush, courtesy of...
And Gordon Hayward got the mush, too. God.
Bet it again, Bono. Wow.
It wasn't easy being green this week.
Yeah. We'll get into the NBA a little bit later. But okay. Let's stick with week six of the NFL. We also said that the Panthers were going to win. And, you know, that game was pretty ugly. The Eagles look legit.
Well, we've talked about this offline, about how I need to stop. To become a better gambler, I have to stop putting my emotions involved. And I've never been able to look at the Philadelphia Eagles as a good team.
Because you despise them.
I despise them more than any team in the league.
Right.
And it's come to the point where I have to start looking and be like, no, this looks like the team to beat in the NFC.
They are the team to beat in the NFC, definitely.
It's hard. It's hard to look past that. I think I'm going a really long way with that by betting the Yankees every game. And, you know, I despise the Yankees, but I like this team. Yeah. I really do. They have heart, man.
They have heart. They got a lot of, I mean, Todd Frazier is having a hell of a series. Chase Headley is having a hell of a game. And last night's game, Chase Headley was the hero.
Last night's game was amazing.
It was an amazing game.
It was.
And we're just going to be throwing in little snippets about the Yankees throughout this week's podcast.
All of my Met fans have, like, they hate me now.
I am pretty sure our Facebook Live is filled with your friends saying terrible things about you.
Yes.
Comment is somebody that you know saying something terrible about what you're saying about the Yankees.
Yeah.
100%.
100%. So, I've been told I sold my soul for this podcast for my 5 viewers. So that I would to root for the Yankees.
Are we up to 5?
We might be. But they don't get, my friends, not to... Give me 2 minutes. I'm a bartender in New York City.
Right.
I want the Yankees to win. You know why? People are going to come to my bar and watch the Yankees. So, yeah, I'm going to root for the Yankees.
So, once again, it goes back to the money.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it go back to the money?
All right.
I'm sorry. And there's another hit. Let's go Yankees, baby.
But not a... Oh, no, not a run. Still,
not a run.
Still 4-0 Yankees, for those of you listening to this 3 days from now. We'll keep giving you the play-by-play. So...
You see how much I don't want to talk about last week?
So we have a bet that we made before the season. Who's going to have the worst record between the Eagles and the Redskins? You bet the Redskins, saying that the Redskins was going to have a better record.
I did.
And I bet the Eagles. And right now the Eagles are at 5-1. The Redskins are at 3-2. The Redskins look pretty good, though. If something were to happen to the Eagles, you know, if something were to happen to Carson Wentz, anyway.
Yes.
The Redskins probably have the depth to come through. Well,
yes, they have a decent depth. They're coming off a bye. No, not a bye. They just beat the 49ers. And I think that's going to be a good Monday Night Football game. So our bet will be determined by this Monday Night Football game. Well, at least if the Eagles won,
correct.
I have no chance of winning.
Correct, because it is divisional. You really don't have much of a chance to win that.
No.
What about the Cowboys at 2-3, and they're going up against the 49ers this week? The 49ers have come within a touchdown, I think, the last three weeks?
I believe out of their 4 games, every game has been under 6 points that they've lost.
So,
and that spread is what, 6?
Yeah, what is that spread?
I think it's Cowboys by 6.
I have a special note. It's Cowboys by 6.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves talking about week 7, but I just want to go out on a limb right now and say, don't bet that game. Stay away from Cowboys 49ers because that line is too high. And the money line is for the Cowboys at -260. So you got to bet $260 to win 100 bucks.
Yes.
So don't bet that. It's a stupid bet. And the 49ers are in every single game. So stay away from that, as far as I'm concerned.
And the Cowboys, they don't look like the same team. Cowboys and Raiders from last year to this.
So we're not sure how hurt Carr is. He does have a broken bone in his back, which, he's still out there playing. Apparently it's one of those bones in your spine that you don't need. I don't. I'm not a doctor, but I thought you needed all those bones. You know what I mean? It seems like you need those bones.
I would. I would assume so.
I lifted up a box of change I have in my apartment.
Yeah. What? What? Who gave you that box of change?
Who gave it to me?
Yeah.
Well, you gave me some of the change, but this is change that's accrued over a long period of time. It's okay. Probably like 40 pounds.
Uh huh.
My back is all screwed up, and I'm pretty sure I didn't break any of the bones.
I mean, but we're talking about Carr and you, and I mean,
right. And I'm comparing myself to Derek Carr.
We're both not in the shape of Derek Carr.
All right, I'll give you that.
I mean, I once worked the bartending shift with a broken pinky.
All right.
You know, people, you rise up to the occasion.
You know, perform. I had a serious point I was making.
What's
about Derek Carr playing with a broken bone in his back, and now we're talking about you and your bullshit injuries.
You just talked about your bullshit injury of
I was trying to say that I was picking
maybe
up a bag of change.
Maybe you should go
and
do some
hurt.
Yoga, get some gym, go to the gym.
No.
By picking up some change, you shouldn't be hurt.
What a selfish activity, going to the gym. I have other things to do.
You have other things to do?
Yeah. I have better things to do to enhance my community, like host this podcast. Derek Carr is playing bad football. I don't see him, you know, at least for the next couple of weeks, I don't see him coming back and playing at an elite level. His team isn't as good as it was last year.
No.
He doesn't have the running game he had last year. His receivers they played good. Well, Cooper played really well the first week.
The first week, and he's been downhill since then. But Crabtree played really well this week. That game, I watched most of that game, and it just was the Raiders just didn't want to win that game. Like, they basically were like, here, San Diego, win this game. Like, yeah. Take it. They have a really tough game this week, which we'll talk about, but...
Also, San Diego, their back is against the wall.
Oh, sorry, it's not the Wells Vagina anymore. It's Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right. Jeez, we keep doing that.
We keep doing it.
The Chargers' back is against the wall. They're like a cornered animal. So they're dangerous.
Yes.
Sort of like the Dolphins last week against the Falcons. I just think...
I love how the Dolphins were dangerous. They weren't dangerous. It just happened. Don't make the Dolphins dangerous.
No, they played like they had everything to play for. They were playing. They played like their season was on the line in the second half. They must have had a good speech out of Gase at halftime because they did everything right in the second half. And Jay Cutler still looked like on the sideline like he'd just taken three bong hits. He looks like your friend who is just like, all right, Jay, we're going to the bar. And he's like, nah, I can't. I'm staying in.
Right before
he went out and threw a... drove down the field. He played a good football game.
Is he has resting bitch face.
Right.
I mean, he just always looks like he's upset. He has like that. I don't care about this game. He has that look.
Exactly. So I don't think the term bitch face really gives him credit. He's got like a sober three bong hit face.
I like resting bitch face.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. We all know a couple people with that.
All right, do you want to name any names?
No, I'm not naming names. James Vance.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Oh, and hey, shout out to my friend Jesse, who last week got his heart broken by the Nationals and also owes me money because I bet the Cubs.
Oh.
Yes.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Love these bitter shout outs.
I need to pick anything about last week of me winning because last week was atrocious.
Last week was a rough week. And speaking of last week, we did get one more email in addition to your friend complaining about how we laughed at him, and he was 100% correct. I got an email from John in Manhattan, and John emailed me another play involving laterals. This one was Saints and at Jaguars in 2003, in which it's a remarkable play, but they lateral their way into a touchdown. Now, this was not from a kickoff.
Okay.
So they had the...
Was this to win the game?
To win. To win the game.
Saints won?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember that.
No, I didn't remember it either. And when I pressed him on it saying, did you remember this or did you Google this?
Yeah.
He sent me an email back. Google for sure.
Okay.
Because it was an inconsequential game.
And that was the only email?
That was the only...
Hey, John, can you send us something else except laterals? I don't want to keep reliving that moment. I've had a really rough year so far. Except for this amazing Yankee team that's really taking me They're bringing me. It's just really circling the wagon.
Having a good week.
Having a great week
with this Yankee team. All right. Let's move on. Obviously, I mentioned in the open about Gordon Hayward's very unfortunate injury that was truly horrific to watch.
I won't even watch it.
I literally turned on my TV and glanced over and saw just a terrifying display that a human body in a position you should never see it in. But does this mean that the Celtics are done? Are the Celtics done on the year?
No, they're not done. I still think that's a playoff team. I still think they'll probably win the Atlantic.
Right.
But this puts the Cavaliers again in a position of feeling like, wow, we're gonna sleepwalk to the finals again and get killed by the Warriors. I mean, without Hayward, the Celtics probably can't contend in reality with the Cavaliers.
So, I mean, is that true? So the Celtics got old.
Yes.
This offseason, they made a choice to surround LeBron with his buddies. Rose is old. Wade is old. LeBron is old, but
he still has it.
100% still has it. I don't know if you watched that game from last night, but he looks amazing.
He does.
He looks unbelievable. If there's any question about who the best player in the NBA is, I would like to hear, if anybody has an argument for someone else.
Someone live just was like, Cavs war is easy, my friend Richie. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Wow, Rich. You're really going out on a limb there.
I want to hear your arguments for Durant being better than LeBron, because I don't see it. I think Durant is an incredible basketball player, and he's a Hall of Famer who carried an amazing team last year, but LeBron just he ascends the rest of the players around him.
LeBron is 100% the better player. It doesn't mean he'll win MVP every year, but again, Jordan should have won MVP every year, but he didn't. Same reason why, you know, Malone won a few years when Jordan was still at the top of his game. However, LeBron and that team, Rose is going to get hurt. Wade is going to get hurt.
Right.
But again, the East is so bad. The only team that I could think of off the top of my head that would have maybe a shot if everything came together was the Bucks. Maybe. Just because I actually think the Freak is that transcendental. Just a talent. I can't even say that word. Yeah. I'm going to say it and then it's
going to... Giannis, do you want to take a shot at his last name?
No. Not at all.
Antetokounmpo?
Antetokounmpo. No.
What about this? Let me ask you this in the Atlantic Division. What do you think of the Sixers? What do you think the Sixers' chance is?
Sixers' chances definitely just went up. I still think they're a year away. Again, we're talking injuries. Like, everyone's so high on this team. Simmons still hasn't played.
Yeah.
Supposedly he's healthy. But, again, tomorrow he might not be. Eblem, really great talent, hasn't been able to stay healthy. All these guys. Fultz already is on the injury, like, questionable for the start of the season. That's a tough team. Their under-over is 39.5.
Right.
I don't know. I just don't know. The East is...
I'll tell you what. I would take the over there because the East is getting thinner.
Yeah.
It's getting thinner. The season hasn't even started in earnest. We've only seen a couple of games, and it's already, we can see it getting thin. In the Central Division, Cavs, Bulls, Pistons, Pacers, Bucks.
Oh, well, the Bucks are going to be good.
They're going to be fun to watch. What's their over-under?
Their over-under is 48.5.
48.5.
That might be a little high.
That's high.
It might be 43. I'm thinking of the T-Wolves. I'm not sure exactly how much.
I think they're going to be a really fun team to watch, and I think they're going to be the only other team that takes games away from the Cavs. I mean, the Pacers, the Pistons, and the Bulls are all...
No, the Bulls are going to be the worst team in basketball.
Yeah.
Yes. But then... I like the Wizards. The Wizards are going to be a fun team again. Yeah, Wall and Beal, Porter.
This is their year to ascend.
Yes.
Right?
This is all they're going to get.
This is their last best hope at ascending out of mediocrity and into at least an Eastern playoff.
Yes. This would be the year with the Celtics now a little banged up that they could maybe make the Eastern Conference Finals and lose to the Cavs. However, listen, I really do think, and you're a big ACC fan, I think the kid Tatum is going to be the real deal in the NBA. I like Brown. The Celtics still have a really good core.
Tatum looked a little thin. He looked a little weak last night in his first NBA game.
I think he looked great for his first game.
Yeah, he looked a little bit. I don't know.
That's the Syracuse hate coming out.
Nah.
That's the Syracuse hate coming out.
He's going to be good. I think he's going to be good. But as a rookie, is he going to be good enough to replace Hayward? No. I don't think he is.
No, but again,
he'll have some games.
Brad Stevens is the best coach in the NBA. If there is anyone who could circle the wagons and get that team going,
yeah,
I think the Celtics, and maybe this is when Irving is finally going to show how great of a player he is. This is what Kyrie wanted. Kyrie wanted to show that, hey, I am a superstar. Correct. I don't need LeBron James. Correct. I can do this on my own. And what if he actually can?
You know, it's possible. And we're also going to be, I mean, how many teams are going to be washed out, you know, just completely, their season's going to be over well before the trade deadline.
Well, the Knicks season's already over tomorrow, so.
And they'll be able to pick somebody up to bolster what they have.
100%.
If Tatum is playing well and Hayward is not going to be back this year. I saw some articles.
Saying that he'll be back.
That he'll be back.
He's not going to be back.
And if he has the choice to come back, it's a bet. I don't think Brad Stevens is going to let him because no. Brad Stevens is a coach who is a smart guy, and he's got his players' interests in mind, it seems like to me. So hopefully he doesn't let him come back for the rest of his career in mind. But they will absolutely be able to pick up a major contributor mid-season, and absolutely, I think they'll be able to do whatever they need to compete in the East.
I agree. A gun to your head. Let's say if we couldn't pick the Warriors and Cavs, because that's what everyone is going to pick.
Right.
Give me your three teams after those that in order that you could say, like, maybe you'll at one point in the year you'll be like, maybe they could beat those teams.
I mean, it's really tough. A gun to my head. I mean, if I'm picking three teams, they're probably going to be all West Coast teams.
Okay.
And they're probably going to be pretty obvious. It's probably going to be... I don't know what to say about the Rockets, but it's going to be the Spurs are going to be in there.
Okay.
I'm going to put the Thunder in there.
Okay. That you're definitely wrong about that.
So we'll talk about this in a minute, but okay. I'm going to put the Thunder in there, and then... I don't want to put the Rockets in. I don't.
You should, but
I guess I'm
they
going
showed,
to.
They showed. They're going to play with the Warriors this year.
With Harden, they were able to get a lot done last year without Paul. Is what I'm saying. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to say Rockets, Spurs, and I'm going to say the Thunder. And that's probably a lot of people would say that's a very obvious three, but that's the state of the West Coast in the NBA.
Okay, I'll give you my three. Obviously, the Rockets.
Right.
Just because, I mean, last night they looked really well. And we can't go off one game, but...
I know you're going to go with the Timberwolves.
Oh, I love the Timberwolves this year. Love them. I have them over 48.5 wins. And I have them to win that division at plus 300. Because everyone is slurping the Thunder. And I'm telling you, I've watched Carmelo Anthony for the last 5 years. He is a fucking loser. And with that team, with Westbrook, they only won 47 games last year. I don't think they're going to go... any crazier. The guys, all three guys, Paul George doesn't want to be there. Westbrook, Carmelo, and George hold the ball more than any three players in the league. It's a known fact. That team is not going to go anywhere. I'm telling you, by midseason, there's going to be dysfunction there. I don't really like the coach. There's a reason Durant left. No one wants to play with Westbrook.
Okay, so I have read the articles where people don't want to play with Westbrook, and Carmelo's old.
Yes.
And George is a ball hog. They all are. But that being said, there's a very simple realization that's going to happen. They're going to struggle for the first 2 months, but it's going to be very simple. It's going to be plain to everyone.
Of course.
They're going to have to change if they want to win. So they'll have two choices.
And it's
struggle and fight. And have a miserable time, or do what they need to do to win basketball games. And that means passing, distributing the ball. Who's the point guard? Who's the point guard in...
Westbrook.
Yeah, but who's going to be... He's going to bring the ball up, but...
It's going to be one. Listen, Carmelo Anthony, you just said that he has two choices. Carmelo Anthony's like me making choices in basketball as I make in life. He always makes the wrong fucking choice.
Bet it again, Buono?
Bet it again, Buono. He always makes the wrong choice. Carmelo Anthony could have went 3 years ago and won with the Bulls. They didn't have to take the money. No, yeah. He took the money and he was miserable.
Right.
I hate him.
But he already made that mistake.
Yes.
So now maybe he learns from his mistake. All right, we don't need to belabor this.
You're right. Did you? MVP. I just want to hear your MVP this year.
I don't know. Honestly, I would love to see Kawhi win MVP.
Okay.
I would love to see that.
I'm going to go Irving since what happened.
Really?
Yes.
It's going to be really tough for him to win MVP.
It's going
to
be really tough, but
maybe next year.
I'm saying if with that team, if he could win 50 games, I think he's an MVP candidate.
I like it. But I also like the fact that with Kawhi, he's had his struggles and staying healthy, especially he gets hurt at the worst time.
Boy, I'm getting ripped on this Facebook Live.
Is that right?
Yeah. And by the way, watching my hairline on Facebook Live is really
can you see it deteriorating?
Jesus Christ, it's deteriorating.
Is it receding before your eyes?
Boy, maybe we get a Rogaine sponsor. I gotta take some of this beard and put it up there. Jesus. my hair's going like the Knicks season. Downhill quick.
All right, so we're going to get off basketball, but one last thing before. Did you want to do a couple over-unders, the NBA?
I said the T-Wolves.
Yeah.
Over 40.5. I have the Knicks at under 30.
Under 30.
The Bulls on the 22, and the Jazz on the 40.5. I don't think – I think those are really solid picks.
I think that you're letting your, again, emotions cloud you with the Knicks. I think they're going to have in the low 30s, but I think they're going to beat 30 wins.
You're nuts. I mean, but again, last week I sat in this chair and said there was no chance in hell.
The Giants were going to win.
The Giants were going to win. But
and then they ran all over the Broncos. Let me just see how much time we have here.
What are we looking at? We're going over or we're under?
We're just under 30 minutes, so we're cranking through time. Okay. Let's do this real quick.
Okay.
Best basketball team of players you've seen live, and then we'll get off basketball.
Okay. Best basketball. So my top five?
Yes, yeah, so your top five. Okay. If you want, while you're thinking of this, I'll give you mine.
Okay.
And keep in mind that I did not...
We had to have been at the game.
Correct.
Okay.
I did not grow up in a major metropolitan area. I grew up in Syracuse, New York, and had season tickets to the Syracuse basketball team, so I saw a lot of basketball, and I saw a lot of great basketball players in college.
Yes.
Okay? I did not see my first NBA game until 2005 or But anyway, that being said, my team is my starters.
Okay.
I'm only going to name starters.
Okay.
Five starters. Carmelo is...
He was great in 03.
He was. I saw Iverson when he was a freshman at Georgetown.
Okay.
And it was one of the most amazing things I'd ever seen. I did see the Knicks play the Warriors last year. So I'm going to put Curry in there.
Okay.
And then I'm going with Alonzo Mourning when he played in Georgetown.
Fuck Alonzo Mourning, piece of shit.
Yeah, I hated him too.
My mom's gonna be mad at me this week. I'm cursing again a lot.
It's okay, Vinny. Get it out. Let's treat this like
like therapy.
Like therapy. Let's actually. You know what? I'm gonna. I want to retract that statement.
Are you sure
immediately.
About that?
Yeah. No, what a terrible mistake that would be. And then at center, I'm gonna put DC himself, Derek Coleman. Former Syracuse wow. standout.
Okay, so my team is definitely going to beat you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going Patrick Ewing.
Right. Oh, I fucking hate Patrick Ewing.
How do you hate Patrick Ewing? He's the best.
No.
Kobe. I'm going to go Kobe there.
This exercise already, to me, was a waste of my effort. I was literally sitting on the couch going, should I start Kerry Kittles?
So Ewing, Kobe, just to keep it fair, I'm going to put my favorite player of all time, Charles Oakley. Ewing, Oakley, Kobe. Ewing, Oakley, Kobe. Fuck.
I have to say, Ewing, Oakley, if I'm talking about prime all my players, and that's I'm talking about like a sober, not hungover Derek Coleman in his prime in the NBA.
Hold on. Let me get my other two before you say something really dumb. don't even go there. I'm gonna go Kenny. No, I'm not doing it. I saw Hardaway when I was young.
Penny Hardaway.
And I need a small forward here. Small forward. I'm going to put, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to go small. Reggie Miller. My team would crush your team.
Yep.
Ewing, Oakley, Miller, Kobe, Hardaway.
Yeah.
Your team's really good, but I think my team, Ewing would just dominate Mourning like he always did. I hate that Alonzo Mourning got an NBA title at the end of his career. What a piece of shit. I met him in Ewing.
Really?
In Bahamas, right? I'm like 10 years old. Run up to him like, oh my God. And the happiest kid, Patrick Ewing, he's like, shook my hand. Like, I was like, oh, thanks. And Alonzo Mourning was like, you could shake my hand if you want. Fucking asshole. Like, I was a young kid.
If you want?
Yeah.
You already wanted to, right?
No, I wanted to shake Patrick Ewing's hand. I didn't want to shake Alonzo Mourning's hand.
What?
Muggsy Bogues, by the way, nicest guy I've ever met.
Oh, yeah?
My mom and him played
You were 10, so you were the same height as
him. Yeah. My mom, I was actually taller at the time. My mom and him, we played slots together at the Atlantis.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh. Muggsy Bogues.
What a darling story. All right, let's get into NFL Week 7. This week is, I would say, it's a little bit easier than last week.
Well, last week should have been easy, so let's not go there. Let's, don't do this.
It should not have been easy. Last week, we talked about it. Last week was a tough week. Oh, that's right.
I just want to get this out of the way.
That's
right. Home run Yankees.
Was it Gary Sanchez? 5-0 in the bottom of the seventh.
I don't even need that money.
My winnings from last week. This was on the game two, right?
Game five.
This was on game three.
No, it was game five.
This is game five. Oh, it was game five of the Indian series. That's right. Oh.
Was the beginning of the bad week. It's just horrible. We didn't get... Can we just, before we get into picks, that Aaron Rodgers injury too, like, just changed everything. And I'm sorry, Mark, for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean...
And it cost me a lot of money. That was the beginning. I was at the pizza place down the block, House of Calzone.
House of Pizza.
You know, I don't eat dairy anymore, but on Sundays I'll have a little bit of a cheat day.
You don't eat dairy. You cut out dairy.
I have to, man. No one wants to be around me if I'm eating dairy.
Oh, I see.
So, and I'm just like taking a bite of my pizza and Aaron Rodgers goes down. I'm like, oh, there goes all my money for today. it was really rough.
That was brutal.
He
is my, and we talked about this a while ago. He was my, I had the first pick in our fantasy draft. I picked Aaron Rodgers. I got stream of shit about it.
And
from
you were wrong.
A ton of people. I would have been 100% correct if he had stayed healthy.
No, you wouldn't.
If he had stayed healthy. No, but and on the other side of that coin, last week when we were talking about flawed teams, I said one-dimensional teams are flawed, and I specifically called out Green Bay as being flawed because they were one-dimensional with Aaron Rodgers, and now they are zero-dimensional.
Yes.
Without Aaron.
And you know what that means. I will be betting the Saints this week, and the Packers will somehow win that fucking game.
That would be remarkable.
Aaron Hundley? What's his name?
Brett Hundley. It would be funny if his name was also Aaron, but it is not. Brett Hundley did not look good last week. He had a couple moments where he looked competent, and he's coming off. This is his third year as Aaron's backup. But I remember hearing somebody tell a story about how they were at training camp and Aaron was taking every single snap. And they asked Mike McCarthy, Mike, why is Aaron taking every single snap in the backup? Is the backup hurt? And McCarthy said, no, if Rodgers goes down, the season is over.
And the first time Mike McCartney's ever been right about anything.
Tough break, Mike. Maybe Mike's last season. I'll tell you what. If I was Aaron Rodgers, man, I'd be upset because, Montgomery got hurt, and he was a really good running back last year.
That injury wasn't the offensive line's fault. He rolled out.
The injury wasn't the offensive line's fault. It just seems like they're not in games. It seems like their personnel, they don't have that thing.
No.
You know, at the beginning of the season, I picked them preseason. as my
I picked them to win the Super Bowl.
As my pick for the Super Bowl. And I was way off because as soon as I saw him playing, I thought, no, this team does not have it. They do not look good. They're getting, you know, Cincinnati is getting, you know, taking them to overtime, and they have to win on a field goal at the last second.
What's great about this year, but in reality, we don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl right now. Like, we really don't. I have no idea. And that's, I guess, parity is back in the NFL for this season.
Right. I mean, right now, I think if I had to pick under my head Super Bowl, I would say it was going to be Eagles-Chiefs.
Eagles-Chiefs. That's a decent Super Bowl. I'm still clouded by my Eagle hate, so I'm not going to go that way.
Understood.
And I would go... I still think the Falcons will get it together.
Why?
And it's going to be a rematch Patriots-Falcons.
I don't think so. So, speaking of rematch Patriots-Falcons, Sunday Night Football this week.
Is that going to be our pyramid bet this week?
In New England, no.
No?
I don't like it. So, this is what I would bet. The spread is 3, and New England's at home. So, they're favored by 3, so they're giving them 3 points. So, Vegas thinks that they're split, right?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think that the vast majority of people are going to bet New England on this game.
Oh, someone just said no one wants to watch Chiefs-Eagles.
I mean,
John has no taste. I get it.
It's not that I don't have taste about not wanting to watch it or not. I'm just saying what I think is the most likely situation. I will watch it.
Let's just hope the Redskins crush the Eagles this week. That's all I'm looking
for. I don't see that happening.
Okay.
So anyway, let's talk about this. Who do you have? Patriots are favored by 3 at home against Atlanta.
I have the Falcons.
Yeah.
But I'm taking it at 3.5.
You're taking it at 3.5.
Yes. The Falcons, I like the Falcons at 3.5.
The over on that game is 55.
I'll probably by Sunday night be so desperate that I'll have to take that over. So I'll probably take the over at 55 as well.
I don't know about that, Vinny.
No. I mean, I took the over in that Giants game Sunday. That worked out well.
I think that over is going to drop dramatically. The in-game over is going to be... in the 40s.
Oh, he's so wrong. Wait. Ooh, is this our bet of the week?
Let's keep going.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
You're always so confident. Let's keep going.
These are my picks. I'm going to take Kansas City over Oakland.
Okay. You got that at 3, right?
I have it at 3.
Okay.
And I'm going to take, I think Pittsburgh's going to win. I'm going to take Cincinnati to cover because it's 5.
Okay.
We talked about the Dallas...
stay away.
San Francisco game. Stay away from that one. Do you have odds on Bucks, Tampa Bay, Buffalo?
I do not yet.
Yeah, they haven't released those odds yet. Apparently, it's Jameis. We still don't know what's going on with Winston.
Yes.
I mean, even if Winston is playing, I want to see that line... because I would bet the Bills. I would bet the Bills on that game.
And you should.
They're going to run the ball. Hopefully, they're going to get their run game sorted out.
And Tampa's shown they can't play on the road.
Tampa looks terrible on the road. I mean, they look terrible. They've looked bad this year. This was supposed to be their transcendent year. It's not.
I'm happy you can't say that word either. It makes me feel bad.
Transcendent.
Transcendent.
Yeah,
transcendent. Is that another one? Like, is transcendental?
Let me ask you this: Ravens Vikings in Minnesota. Vikings by 5.
I'm staying away from that. I'm done with those type of games. I have no idea. The Ravens have shown me nothing. The Vikings have shown me nothing. A game I do like the Jaguars because they've won. They're flip flop. Win, lose, win, lose. I like the Jaguars -3 against the Colts.
Oh, you have it at -3.
Yes. What do you have it at?
3.5.
Okay.
So that was going to be my other pick was Jacksonville Indy.
Ooh, so that's like the game you're confident about?
I think I'm most confident about, I'm going to take Kansas City over, the Oakland broken bone in the back Raiders is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because without Carr at 100%, and that line to me, I mean, this is the red flag with that game, right? 3 points for Kansas City. Coming off a loss when they've beaten good teams. That's the red flag for me because the line is too small.
I mean, the red flag.
Even though Oakland's at home.
The red flag for me is that I've bet against Kansas City 5 weeks, and then I bet for them mm-hmm. and they lost. So, again, the Chiefs are one of those teams.
What's your instinct?
My instinct on that is that the Raiders season is on the line, mm-hmm. and they should win, but I'm staying away from that game.
Okay, so I like that. You think it's going to be the Raiders? I'm very confident with the Chiefs.
I know, but I'm staying away from that game. I'm not betting that game. I'm not doing
it. Oh, so you don't want to make that our bet?
No, you're not getting a free money this week.
I'm not?
No.
What?
Like that? You said you like the under. Give me one here. You like the under in that game. Give me one. You've won 3 weeks in a row.
At 55?
At 55. I'll even give you 55 and a half.
Wow. So very generous. Falcons, Patriots, 55. Okay. All right, let's do it. $100.
Okay. Deal. I like that. That's good. And our pyramid, since we won on the Yankees this week. So now we're back. We're good. We lost our pyramid Panthers, but then I doubled down. And you want to do the Jaguars, -3?
Okay. If they're at -3, let's do it.
Okay. So we'll push that pyramid up. So we're up 100. We'll put 200 on that.
Okay.
To make it to 3. I like that. Any other bets you like? Like, nothing going your way? Or is it time for my irrational bet?
I think that's it. I think we talked about it. Oh, yeah. You know what? Oh, I already said I like Cincy to cover over the Steelers.
Yes.
But that's it.
Okay. Irrational bet. Jaguars money line? Saints money line, Seahawks money line. Jaguars should beat the Colts. The Saints should 100% beat a Aaron Rodgers-less Packer team.
Uh-huh.
And the Seahawks should crush the Giants because the Giants do suck people. And that they won last week is – Denver was – I hate Denver.
You don't think the Orleans Darkwa era has begun in New York?
No. That parlay will hit. It's I'm going to put 250. I'm keeping
all three teams on the money line.
All three teams on the money line. 250 to win 500. I also am going to take the Falcons +3.5. I'm going to take the Broncos -1.
Really?
Yes. The Chargers are not a good team. I still think the way this NFL season has worked, it's like a flip flop week. So that's how I'm going to stop betting.
I printed this at 4:00 today.
Yes.
And this has the Chargers at -1.5. You have it the other way?
I had it the other way.
Wow.
I had it the other way. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I looked at it. I'll still take the Broncos. I'm still going to take the Broncos. And just because of our bet, I'm going to cover myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to take the Eagles on Monday night.
Really? You're going to bet on the Eagles?
I am going to bet on the Eagles. Just because, hopefully, by me betting on the Eagles, the Redskins will win. And then I'll have that bet back with you. You see what I'm doing there?
Kind of.
You get that?
I see what you're doing. I just think you're becoming what you hated most.
Yes. And I am going to 100% bet the Yankees all the way up through whenever. They're going to win this game. I'll take them game 6. I will take them game 7. I have them for the series. I have them to win the World Series at 7-1.
I got them at 16-1 before the season.
Nice. And I like the Yankees here. And tonight, the Cubs. I like the Cubs tonight. I don't think a champion team is going to get swept tonight.
So you honestly think that even the Dodgers have played very good baseball. You think if the Yankees do end up pulling the series out, which it's far from over.
Yes.
They are going back to Houston.
Yes. And by the way, everyone.
To face Verlander.
Please come out. B61 Friday. I'll be there. And Saturday night if there's a game 7.
That's right. If you're wearing
A Yankees shirt,
half off your first beer at B61.
And so, hey, if you bring me a shirt, I will put it on to piss off all my Met fans who are all jumping. Right. I'm a Benedict Arnold, I've been called today.
So take a train to a bus and then a short walk in the rain for the Yankee game on Friday night.
Yes.
Actually, I don't think it is supposed to rain anymore. So just real quick, Vinny, I want to run through. There's a couple of NFL specials available online.
Okay.
That I think are kind of interesting. So let me hear what you think about this. Odds to play in a game for the Packers in the 2017 regular season.
Wait, let me hear that.
Odds to play in a game. Now that Rodgers is out, odds to play in a game.
Okay.
Even at a $100 pays $700. Even. I mean, that's not even that crazy of a line.
Yes.
$100 to pay $700. When I bet the Yankees to win the World Series preseason, $100, paid $1,600.
Yes.
Okay.
The Mets were
the most bet
the Mets
on
were 10-1.
Right. The most bet on team, but many more people bet on the Yankees than they bet on the Mets. I'm just saying, heavily bet on team. This $100 bet pays $700. Even Colin Kaepernick and Tony Romo. Even. The same bet.
Tony Romo can't. He's not leaving that booth. He's amazing.
Is he amazing?
Yeah, he is. Tony Romo's the best. He's great. I love him.
I do love watching him predict the next play.
That's great.
It is. It's really fun to watch. It's fun to watch Tony. He does seem to have more. Compared to Phil Sims, it's like going from.
Don't shit on Phil Sims.
Walking. I hate Phil Sims.
Phil Sims was. He got a little cranky at the end.
A little cranky. Phil Sims was terrible. Also, he didn't know what he was talking about. He was boring. You like him because he played for your team. That's it. Phil Sims sucks.
My mom just put, I'm looking at my handsome son. Thanks, Ma.
What? Your brother?
No, me. Whoa.
Also, odds to play in a game for the Packers in the 2017 regular season. $100 bet pays $2,000. Eli Manning.
Oh, that would be great.
The move.
That would be the perfect move for the Giants and the Packers.
Why? What do the Giants get?
The Giants, Eli
Giants
era
get worse.
It's over with. It's done. I love Eli, but let him go win some games with the Packers. Why get killed with the Giants? Last week was, it's not going to happen again. The Giants are not a good team. They are not a good team. Let me repeat that.
So listen to this. Colin Kaepernick, I just told you, $700 pays out on $100.
He's done. He's done.
Will Colin Kaepernick sign with an NFL team during the 2017 regular season?
No. After
if he goes to an NFL team, $100 bet pays $500.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. No, he does not play. A $900 bet pays $100.
Okay.
Now that he's come out against all the owners, it seems like he couldn't have done that at the worst time.
Yeah.
Right? It seemed like he probably was going to go. There's a campaign in Green Bay for them to pick up Kaepernick. I don't know. It just seems like a poor timing. You know,
I think there's a better chance
best
of
thing,
you and your bed back playing for the Packers.
The best thing for Kaepernick would have been if he could have signed with another football team, because as a spokesman for what he's doing, it seems like he's not making the best decisions. And there's probably some other people he could speak to the issues that he's advocating better than Colin Kaepernick, is all I'm saying. Good job, you know, starting with one guy kneeling during the anthem, and now we're talking about this as an entire country. That's an amazing achievement on the part of Colin Kaepernick. His message was delivered. Well done. Now, instead of this lawsuit, as if you're going to play again, you're not going to win this lawsuit. And now you've completely alienated the ownership of every football team in the NFL. Do something else. Do something
CFL.
Else, Colin.
Go to the CFL, Colin.
No, I think he's better than that. He's honestly created a movement, but he shouldn't be a spokesman. I don't think he makes great choices. Okay, one more of these, and then I think we'll sign off for the week. Will Deshaun Watson... Maybe the most exciting rookie
of this year
for a long time. He is must watch football.
RG3 was must watch his first year. So let's not forget that.
That was a while ago. That was 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Will Deshaun Watson lead the league in touchdown passes as a rookie?
Lead the league, guys. No.
He will have more touchdown passes than any other quarterback as a rookie.
No.
He is on pace to do that.
Wait, as a rookie quarterback.
Correct. As a rookie quarterback, will he have more touchdown passes than anyone else?
No, I'm going to still say no. What would the payout be?
Yes pays out $600. You'd have to bet $1,200 to win $100 back if you said no.
Oh, no, then I'm not taking that bet.
No.
No.
That being said, I really enjoy watching this kid play football. He's vastly exceeded any expectations I had. This is sort of an anticlimactic finish to the show this week. The Yankees are up 5-0 in the bottom of the eighth, which
that's looking good.
we're very excited about.
Let's go Yankees.
Let's go Yankees.
All my Met fans are putting a fatwa on me. Fatwa!
The fatwa boys.
The fatwa boys. In a few weeks, I might actually look like Larry David, the way my hair's going.
Yeah, it is. I think you've lost about a half inch since the start of the podcast. Okay, that's it. Once again, folks, if you want to send us an email, and I wish you would send us an email.
Please send some.
If you disagree with what we've said in any way, shape, or form, please send us an email at ifiwasabettingmanpod@gmail.com. We literally had 7 or 8 emails 1 week. Now they've completely dropped off. Come see Vinny on Friday night at B61 on Columbia Street in Brooklyn. He is going to be bartending while the Yankees play game 6, which is going to be a very exciting game as Verlander faces Severino.
It's going to be a great game.
That's going to be a very good. That's going to be a very good baseball game.
Anthony said he's going to get some fireworks. You know, when the Yankees win, we're going to set them off.
Those are very illegal.
Streamers
and I'm sure
balloons.
I'm sure that nobody is going to have any fireworks. But please come on down, say hi to Vinny, and as always, come down on Sunday to B61. If you're wearing your team's jersey, half off. Your first beer. So please do drive in from out of town for that special offer. And for Mr. Vincent Bet It Again Buono, I am John Tyler, and this has been another episode of If I Was a Betting Man.